With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My one useless title and power is I'm the PR director of legacies. I know how it's going to work out. I know how it's going to be judged. I know what society wants, what they don't want. So let's go ahead and affect legacies here.
All right. So, you know, I saw this and I was thinking, let's go around the major sports and figure out the legacy aspect of it. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, they cancel everything through February of next year.
Okay.
There's no NBA finals this year. There's no NHL finals. There's no Major League Baseball season. And there's no NFL season this year.
So all the seasons are done and over with.
The next sports season that happens is an abbreviated NBA that begins in February of next year and Major League Baseball. An abbreviated NHL. So for me...
So this NBA season basically didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
All right.
LeBron could claim the title. Right?
Well, the Bucks should claim the title. They have the best record.
So my list, 1 through 5 or 5 through 1?
Let's go 1 through 5.
All right. Number one for me is Giannis. This might be his best chance to win.
Mm.
You know, the East does not have that one great player like it did last year that could will their team to a title like Kawhi Leonard did. Who knows what the Clippers are going to do out West? You might see some upsets. The West is loaded. He had a chance to get to the finals, and once you have a chance to get to the finals, it's really a crapshoot. You know, if it's the Lakers against the Bucks, who knows who wins? If it's the Clippers against the Bucks, you probably do the Clippers, but who knows? Now we have to wait, and he has another year where it's without a title, and he's closer to a free agent.
How does this affect LeBron? You know, Rick Bucher, I swear, it's like when you get hired by FS1, Rick Bucher, you know, I liked him as an NBA reporter. It's like they slime you. Is that Double Dare? Is that the show, Mark Summers? It's like they slime you.
You can't do that on television, right? You can't do that on television. Well, they slimed
mean?
You. That was it called. The name of the show.
That's
was
the name of the show.
The name of the show was you can't do that on television.
Oh, so yeah, it's like these guys get slimed and they have to like become these repulsive liars, like these fake, you know, these fake twisters of information and not giving genuine opinions. And, you know, you got to give a take. It's got to be a crazy take. And Rick Bucher said the other day, you sent me this, LeBron will be happy if the season gets canceled. But LeBron would want to avoid the playoffs. He would want to avoid the postseason and avoid competition because he knows the Lakers wouldn't win it. So LeBron would secretly be happy if it all got canceled because of Corona. I'd like to slap the hair gel out of his damn surfer boy face and that stupid little thing he has under his lip.
Still have a soul patch? He's still rocking the soul patch?
Stupid soul patch opinion. Good grief. But LeBron's legacy could be affected here in the negative because he needs to, it would be nice to win another title.
It'd be nice, but I think LeBron's legacy can be unchanged from here on out. There are people who already think he's the greatest ever, and there are others who will never put him ahead of Mike. So he's either one or two on everyone's legacy chart.
Okay.
I don't know that his can change, but.
So you think Giannis's legacy is more at stake, or his legacy can be more impacted by this NBA season than LeBron's?
Yeah, because if Giannis never wins a title versus winning one, yeah, absolutely.
And if Giannis just wins one title where he is, it'll be like the Dirk title.
Yes.
It'll be like, it'll be just like the Dirk title.
Absolutely.
So I agree with you.
Now, I'm going to contradict myself here with the LeBron state because Tom Brady's number two for me.
Oh. See, Bill Simmons was, I heard Bill Simmons, who's a Boston guy, on yesterday, and he's like, why? Why would you leave? I don't understand it. It's like my, it's like parents. Like there was a comedy bit where, you know, why would you get divorced when you're 78 years old? You've already stuck it out this long. There's so much that can be gained by Belichick and Brady in these two separate instances.
Right,
so
there
much.
Is. There is. Now, for 96% of America, or however much, they already have him as the greatest quarterback or NFL player of all time. But there is the – I mean, everyone does still have that question. Who was more important to the dynasty? Now, they could both be the greatest of all time, what they do, but this gives us a chance to figure out who was more important.
And this is totally unfair. Belichick is playing behind the eight ball here, not Brady. Brady's in a much better situation to win this year than Belichick. Plus, Tom is 43. The whole thing, 10, 15 years from now, we're going to look back and say, the whole thing was unfair to judge. It's like judging Pacquiao and Mayweather, their fight, when they were both past their prime, or Manny definitely was. That's how we'll end up looking back on this. But in the moment... No, we'll live in the moment and be and argue it like it was. They're both in their prime.
And if there's no NFL season this year, who knows if Tom could even, you know, if he comes back next year, or, you know, age doesn't stop. You still get older. You just do a little bit more rest. Number three for me is Drew Brees. Same thing for Tom. 2 years left. If Drew Brees wins a second championship, it puts him in the conversation with Tom,
Peyton.
Joe, Peyton. Favre, Rodgers, you know, he's on that top 10 all-time list already. This puts him into number two or three or four. I mean, who knows where
he's in the Rodgers group right now. You know, I would have him ahead of Rodgers, but this would put him on another level up. He would leave. I think he would leave Aaron Rodgers in that discussion. If Drew Brees gets that second, this is hugely important for him, whether this season happens or not.
Number four, Mike Trout. This was going to be a potential playoff team this year. The guy's played in one playoff series his whole career. He has limited prime years left. He will see his career home run total be 40 less than they should be because he's going to miss this year. And so if he ends up with 585 home runs instead of 625, like, we know who to thank for this, like, or what to thank. Coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Like, Mike Trout is probably, I mean, he may not be the greatest player of all time. I think he's the greatest player I've ever seen. But if he gets to 650 home runs, you could theoretically put him, for all he does, stolen bases, defensive, batting average, on base. If he gets over 600 home runs, he could be in that conversation for the greatest player that ever lived.
Yeah, I agree. And what about like a shortened season to, you know, again, I think a shortened season gets you some fluky playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. You know, expectations are higher for the Angels, but I don't think anyone would label them as a contender. I don't think, unless they've made these pitching additions I don't know about, they still don't have the pitching. So maybe Mike Trout in the postseason has a better chance of happening with a shorter or abbreviated year
since
the Angels never make it.
Right, absolutely. And number five, Albert Pujols.
These are legacies that could be affected with the coronavirus.
Yep.
How are you going to get Albert on this list?
Oh, okay. Albert's 40 years old. He is exactly 100 home runs shy of breaking Hank Aaron.
How many?
100. 100. He is 222 RBIs shy of the all-time leader in RBIs. And by all-time, obviously, I mean Hank Aaron's with the home runs. He would probably need 2.5 years to do that. Right, he's not going to hit 50 home runs. He would probably need 2.5 years to break them both. And he's not going to do that if he doesn't play this year.
I mean, his last 3 years of home runs is 23, 19, and 20. So he's not doing it anyway. He's not playing three plus years.
Yeah, he would need, like I said, at least 3 years, and he would have to have three really good years. But he's got, like, that number's in sight, right? 100's in sight for him, 100 home runs. It's going to be very difficult, but if he were to break both and be Pujols, you know, he'd break Hank Aaron's home run and RBI record.
He's 40.
I know. So, I mean, that would be dang near impossible for him to do, but he would have to have this year to be able to do it.
Who's more underrated between Pujols and Cabrera? Who doesn't get talked about enough?
Probably Albert. Go, man. Albert Pujols' numbers throughout his career are frightening.
I could argue he's the second best hitter I've ever seen behind Bonds. Like, Albert Pujols in St. Louis was a machine.
Yeah.
He was a machine.
Yep.
I could argue he was the second best hitter. Is someone else you'd put up there? Or would you say Pujols or Trout as a hitter?
As a hitter? Oh, it's Albert. Yeah, I'll put Albert. Albert's last, you know, 5 years or so have killed him because he's going to end up as a below 300 hitter. And he is not a below 300 hitter. This guy batted 359, 357, 331, 330, 331. He was not a 295 hitter. No. This is going to kill his career average.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.